Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, an ominous warning for obese teenagers: don't get diabetes. ABC's Richard Cantu reports.
A major federally funded study looked at blood sugar management in teens who'd been newly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. It found that nearly half the 700 teens had failed within a few years to keep their blood sugar levels under control, and one in five of them suffered serious complications. Dr. Phil Zeitler of the University of Colorado Denver, one of the study's lead authors, says don't get diabetes in the first place. The results are published in the online version of the New England Journal of Medicine. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
In this morning's 680 Good News report, McDonald's is trying to make its Happy Meals a little more McHealthy. They now include a small container of yogurt. While the Happy Meal will still include fries, the meals have been downsized, and they'll only contain 100 calories. That's less than half the current size. And parents can forget the fries altogether in favor of apple slices. Can images of buff bodies on photo-sharing websites inspire you to get off the couch and onto the treadmill? University of Michigan exercise and behavioral experts say for most people the answer is no. They say for young people who are already pretty thin, the images of fit people can motivate in the short term. But for those who are older or struggle to lose weight, images of thin people simply remind them how much weight they still have to lose.